Jesus Christ. And from when in times I worship as young people, when you're seeing them jumping and dancing to Jesus' music, getting involved in prayer and prophecy, tell you, if you was in that room, you couldn't help but be broken, as in you just eyes upon Jesus, Jesus is in the room, and it really rocks you. But it's so beautiful, and it's so amazing, it's so joyous, it's so wonderful to see. And so I was looking at Mark 14, and I just had read this straight after I just got the word broken. It says, meanwhile, Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon, a man who previously had leprosy. While he was eating, a woman came in with a beautiful alabaster jar of expensive perfume made of essence of nard. She broke open the jar, poured the perfume over his head. Some of those at the table were indignant. Why waste such expensive perfume? They asked. It could have been sold for a year's wages and the money given to the poor. They scolded her harshly. But Jesus replied, leave her alone. Why criticize her for doing such a good thing to me? You'll always have the poor among you. You can help them whenever you want, but you will not always have me. She's done a good thing. She's anointed my body for burial ahead of time. I tell you the truth. Wherever the good news is preached throughout the world, this woman's deed will be remembered and discussed. It says that this was a beautiful alabaster jar. And maybe you're in here, and we look at these young people, and we would say, and we'd always want to encourage them, no matter fit the world says, you're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful. But maybe you're in here, and you didn't feel that beauty yourself. I want to tell you, God looks at you as beautiful. It doesn't matter how much followers you've got on Facebook, how much likes you get on Instagram. God has created you. The one thing I love about young people is they embrace their uniqueness and they don't care how it looks. They embrace where they are, and for some different heights, some big, some small, some outgoing, some inward. You can't help but look at them and just think, if you just get this thing at camp, you're absolutely beautiful, and God has created you the way you're supposed to be. Go into the world and embrace that. You are beautiful. Young people, don't let the world try and fashion fit. It looks cool. You're beautiful, and God has made you beautiful. This was a beautiful jar. And it was poured out for Jesus. But within it, the opinion in the room was that it was an absolute waste. Why waste such expensive perfume? It could have been sold. And how the world, living for Jesus, they've been to camp, and they're going to grow up through their teenage years. And in a world's eyes, what we've just experienced and done seems maybe a bit of a waste. Because I've been through my teenage years in academy, and the opinion that the world had or the Christian gone through that is that not just a bit of a waste? Isn't it just a bit of a waste going to church on Sunday? Is that not a bit of a waste to go for a walk for a week or a weekend? And the world tries to say, that's just a bit of a waste. Live like us, defeat we do. It doesn't matter about living for Jesus. It matters about enjoying yourself. What a waste it seems to be a Christian. But here was this jar. A beautiful jar. Do you think it was a waste for the jar of expensive perfume to be poured out upon Jesus? Surely it would have been more of a waste to just remain in the sidelines unused. But here was this beautiful jar of expensive perfume being poured out on Jesus. The opinion is there was a waste. But I want to tell you, when you waste your life on Jesus, nothing goes to waste. It is simply the best thing we can do. It's forever that is within us in this jar. as much as it costs, and as much as the world doesn't understand or agree or want it to happen, the best thing that can happen in my life is to be poured out as a fragrant offering to Jesus Christ. That week's near west, because it was for the Lord. That moment you hear as we come and meet together as church for an hour or two on a Sunday morning, this is near waste. Even to come in brokenness and hurt and pain and agony to come together, nothing is wasted when it's done unto Jesus Christ. But nay, a lot of people perceive it. When I was growing up and started to get interested in females, there was two popular aftershaves, and I've still got them today. Actually, I had two bottles, but I've only got one bottle left, and this is Eau de Toilette. I think Jacob has fleeced the other in. Joop. But mind you, Joop. Okay? Still got them. And cool water. So this was like superpower juice. This made you cool. This made people flock to you. Use your imagination, right? Maybe it didn't work out. This is how it worked out in my head. That you'd be normal, and then you put us on, and then whoosh, all that tension that was coming your way, you had to sort of, we had a stick, you had to like join a queue. How would I waste this? By leaving it on a shelf and doing nothing with it. How do you waste your life? By not really living for Jesus. What does it benefit for a man to gain the whole world, the other adventures, but forfeits his soul? How do you put us on? You don't put it on like this. That's me, got my cool water on. It's me, irresistible now. I'll need to do a live demonstration because I wouldn't want chaos in the church, but it's brokenness. You got to break the top and you got to apply it. I want to encourage us, be broken for Jesus. Nobody else will understand it, but people in your own house will think, that's a waste. You could be doing a lot more for your life, Kevin, than speaking every Sunday and doing pastoral things. You could do a lot, but it's not a waste. You do it for Jesus, you're a teacher for Jesus, it's not a waste. You live life for Jesus, it's not a waste. People might see it's a waste, but through brokenness creates something beautiful. And then it says, and what I end in just a few seconds, this is Jesus' opinion. Verse 6, leave her alone. Just leave her alone. She did a great thing. My heart for this young people, they would feel beautiful. And they would see a life with Jesus. It's not a waste. It's the most beautifulest, greatest thing you could do with however amount of years you've got on this earth. Nothing is wasted for Jesus. But do you see the heart of the Lord when you face accusation? Just leave him alone. And we need to let Jesus silence our enemies. Maybe you've got situations in your life of conflict. Jesus said, leave him. Let Jesus speak up for you sometimes. Leave him alone. And I pray that these young people will grow up knowing a Jesus that loves them, thinks they're beautiful, is worth living life for, but they would see Jesus as their defender. And Jesus would say, our life, leave that young people alone. Are that accusers that saying it's a waste of time? And he'd be silent for a moment. What they have done is the best thing he can do. And forever the gospel is preached, people like that will be spoken about. And I wrote a little memoirs with alabaster box, and I'm not sure how this is going to work. But as I was sort of journaling, I put myself in the position of the bottle of perfume and how that must have felt. Have you got an imagination? Well, go away. We'll soon find out. But I just put myself in that thing, and I do see things visually. It's more my thing. But this is the voice of the alabaster box, okay? It's on my phone because it was just in that moment of worship. I always knew I was beautiful. However, I just lacked a purpose. I stood loud and proud, pride of the place in the market, waiting. I couldn't help but notice this one lady. She was a constant returner to the marketplace. She used to gaze into my eyes. She would come, check her purse, look at me, and walk away disappointed. I realized that I was an expensive, beautiful jar of perfume. I knew that she loved me, yet she didn't own me. Yet not, yet anyway. Then came the day. She exchanged everything in her possessions for me, just to take me to a place that we could call home. My life was okay in her house. She was good to me. She looked after me. She dusted me. She was delighted that I was in her house. But just day after day, I would just sit there and wonder, what is my purpose? Why did she buy me? What is my life about? Surely I was created to be much more than this. I was beautiful after all, but there I was, just waiting. Then one day, when I was sitting there pondering life's mysteries on the shelf, has my beautiful life been wasted? Is this my destiny? To sit here on the sidelines and observe other people. But one day, hallelujah, the lady then grabbed me. She started running and I could tell she was excited. And all of a sudden, her excitement became my excitement. I could feel her heart pound. She must be in love, I thought to myself. Now we're on a journey. I wonder where we're going. But I don't really care. Life on the move for me is better than life on the shelf. Dust was now all over me, in my eyes. She didn't care this time, and neither did I. I felt the shaking inside of me. It was joy mixed with wonder. What is going on? I pondered to myself. I didn't know, but I knew that it was good. She flung open the door. The onlookers gasped. Then I seen one who looked like the sinner man. I seen compassion in his eyes. I felt his love. And everything happened so quickly. Then the moment. The moment I believe I was created for. The moment I had been waiting for. No longer a beautiful jar on the shelf. Now my purpose was to be fulfilled. My master's hands were sweating as she broke open the seal. This is it, my moment to meet the one I was created for. What's inside me came forth. He doesn't seem to mind. He receives all my life, every last drop with joy. And my life suddenly becomes hidden in him. Together, we fill the air with a beautiful fragrance. There's shouts from the sidelines. What a waste, some would say. But do they not perceive? Do they not understand? I wasn't created for the shelf life. I was created for Jesus. The one who is life. Does a crowd not perceive? One moment with him is worth everything to me. My life poured out to him, I feel, didn't cost me anything. It's my duty, my love, my intention. Why do they say waste? It was a reason for me being. I didn't have to answer the crowd. He did it for me. P.S. Now my life has been poured out, it is gone. But let it be a lesson, beautiful people. You are made for a spectacular purpose to be found in Christ. poured out for him. Let's make fragrances. You may be seeing yourself in some way. I don't know why I'm so emotional. The alabaster box. And let's get a worship band back up. We're going to pray. Maybe you want some ministry this morning as we worship. Come forward. The biggest thing for brokenness for me is that Jesus is in the room. You try and create brokenness through religion, you will never get it. Try and create people to change without Jesus in the room, it will never happen. When Jesus is in the room, brokenness is a consequence of him being in the room. So maybe you want prayer ministry this morning just for an encounter with Jesus. We've been a week of worship and praise. God, Jesus to turn up and he loves to come. Maybe you want to come in brokenness. And maybe it's near get on your knees and crawl to the front brokenness. Maybe it's just to come and experience his love for you. Let's make fragrances together. Maybe you need healing. Maybe you're here and you need that healing touch. You need that to be broken out of your life. And come forward for prayer. Let's just spend a moment together. And you might think, well, I've got dinner to go to. Just didn't want to waste this moment. If you need to go, you are free to go, but let's stand together. Jesus. As we worship with offerings to take up, but we'll do that later. Maybe already you're hearing the voice that says, this is just a waste. I've got stuff to do, people to see. And Jesus would say, this is a holy moment. Leave him alone. And if you feel so, you just want prayer ministry, honestly, it could be for anything. It could just be to step into the fullness of Jesus, his power and presence in your life. We'll be delighted to pray for you. Our whole life will be a beautiful brokenness. Our lives just turn constantly towards Jesus. And then sometimes we journey on and it becomes about us. And then we need to be broken again. And Jesus delights in it. And he smiles and he just sits there as your life gets poured out again. And maybe it's the first time as Emily got saved. Maybe it's the 31st time and maybe it's the 331st time. And Jesus never gets fed up with you being broken, coming back, pouring your life out to him, and he just sits and receives it, and he's done a good thing. So maybe that's you this morning. Feel free to come forward during worship. And I lose this moment of encounter if nobody comes forward. This is not about egos, and they got to be upset. Just want to be careful to be led by the Holy Spirit. And if you come forward, we'll simply pray for the fullness of the presence of Jesus that changes everything. So God, our expectation is that we encounter you, that you'd be in this room. And you are here because you said you'd be here. And you're here and you're relaxed and you're not panicking. And as others rush around and do different things, you're at complete rest. And you want to receive everything of our lives into you, to be hidden in you. And that is your great joy, to receive us as we are. You change us to glory to glory, for that is grace. Come in power. Come in power. Come in majesty, that this would be a day of miracles, a spiritual power and forces that would change people's lives forevermore. It'd be a day of the kingdom of God coming. In Jesus' name, amen.